Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little 38 special bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got things you can read, listen to, watch, whole catalog, whole inventory, whole library of videos there. Never mind the thousands of articles and the thousands of podcasts of past interviews, like the good one we're having right now with our good friend Ken Tinsler, the CEO of SpiderWorks, the author of the upcoming book Cause a Disturbance, which we're going to launch here. Ken, tell us about SpiderWorks.
Well, we're a branding and innovation firm. We help people understand who they are, what their brand is, and today innovation is really just about keeping your brand and the relationships with your customers fresh, so we help you understand who you are and how to keep those relationships fresh.
There you go. Well, that's the key, isn't it? I mean, you got to think about innovation. Innovation is no longer about patents and devices, right? Innovation is got to be a way of thinking these days, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and it can start with very small ideas. Again, I think you mentioned that off the top, but one of the best things I did this year, everybody sends out their, their quarterly newsletter, and I just started sending out little mini blasts to specific clients
right.
who, you know, make sure I found ideas that were relevant to them. It showed that I actually cared and knew about
right.
their business.
Right.
So,
good for you.
Real simple stuff.
Good for you. So tell us, let's talk about this. Let's move over and talk about some more of these resolutions you've got for us, innovation revolutions. The next one is you call Be a Champion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think one of the problems with innovation is that people get so excited by the new ideas that they just expect that it's going to succeed. And, you know, we have such rigor in the rest of our businesses, or we should have such rigor, and we put people in charge of them. So I always say choose a champion. Make them the project leader. Make them responsible for getting it done.
Get them to become the owner of the idea.
Absolutely. And, you know, because, again, if it's something operational or front burner, if you will, we always make somebody own it. And then in innovation, we just sort of think, oh, such a great idea, it'll take care of itself, but it really won't.
Well, and I like the fact that we can tie this back into build a backboard and also what we talked about earlier in the first one, and that is if it's their idea and it's a good one, they're already the owner.
Absolutely, and that's why, I mean, innovation is so inclusive. And I mean, my management style off the top is always inclusive because I just think that the more brains, the more ideas. So include people, get them involved, and get them to own your business ideas too.
Well, and the best, the smart managers use what I call the aggregation model, Ken. And the aggregation model is where I know you want to be successful as the business owner, but the best way for you to be successful is to aggregate the success of your employees. Subordinate your success to them first, to their being successful in their assignments, and then just aggregate their success. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what great team leadership is about. And then there's David Ogilvy of Ogilvy & Mather Advertising fame.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to paraphrase, he once said, you know, I always hire people brighter than me. I mean,
right.
hire people who are going to challenge you, not agree with you.
And when you're a talk show host, that's easy to do, Ken, by the way. So let's talk about this, the keep score thing. What's that all about?
Yeah, again, it comes back to the project champion or leader. How do you know if you're succeeding? And again, we have metrics, rubrics, financial criteria for just about everything else we do in a business, but I don't think we do enough of that with innovation. So we need to outline the project. We need to outline the expectations, the financial ones, whether it's penetration of market, whether it's top-level sales or margin contribution, and make sure you're hitting those things.
So one of the things that maybe would help people to get started keeping score, if they started realizing how much intellectual property they create every year. See, this ties in perfectly. When you talk about innovation, you can't talk about innovation without talking about things you should protect, right? Your intellectual property. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And that, you know, trademarks and patents, I mean...
Trade secrets.
Trade secrets, they all become part of your balance sheet today. And, I mean, you look at, I saw a study, it's a few years old now, but I saw, you know, Coke's balance sheet with and without the brand value. And there was like a $70 billion difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, it really does go to the value of your company. And someday, if you're thinking of selling it, you know, we're all getting older. You want that brand value. You want that innovation and IP or intellectual property value to be recognized.
So if you can start recognizing that you're creating intellectual property that needs to be valued and protected, or actually let me rephrase that needs to be valued, I mean protected, then once you realize, wait a minute, I need to protect this, and then you say, well, why am I protecting it? Because it's creating value, then you can start keeping a score, can't you?
Absolutely, it's definitely one way to keep score, and you know the net worth of your company is it's a great one, especially as an entrepreneur, because after 30, 40 years of it, that's what you want.
Well, and that's exactly right. And this, as you say, I mean, research has been done. I've reported on a lot of research on this show showing how the hard assets versus the intangible assets ratio has inverted over the last 30 years on the balance sheets.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you.
Come back. Give us the website again, please.
It's 90%real.com.
90%real.com?
Real.com.
Oh, okay. All right. So thanks, Ken. See you next time.
All right.
Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.